It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Total Information AM with Tom Ackerman. I'm Megan Lynch. All this month, OSF St. Anthony's Hospital in Alton has presented a series, Surviving Summer, with experts dealing with social media, sleep hygiene, and family communication. Today, they wrap up their series previewing tomorrow's presentation on nutrition. Does what you eat really matter? Joining us in studio, Ginger Becker, a registered dietitian and the supervisor of nutrition services at St. Anthony's. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
This is an issue we grapple with in our household with our kids all the time. And I've tried to get away from the word like diet, like this is our diet, but really look at, you know, this is being healthy and nutrition. So talk to us about some of those definitions of what it means to eat a nutritious diet.
Yeah, so think of the term nutrition as how the body uses the nutrients that are in foods. Think of nutrients as there's 6 major categories, carbohydrate, fat, protein, vitamins, minerals, water, and I throw in a 7th, which is fiber. So these are all nutrients that the body generally cannot make, and so it has to come from the food. What to speak to your point, one of the things, great concepts for parents to think about is something called nutrient density, and that is in the lowest calorie cost of a food or an item, how much nutrition and nutrients are in it. So a perfect example would be one cup of milk may have 80 calories and 8 grams of protein, good source of calcium, vitamin D, and the same equivalent of 8 ounces of soda has 90 calories, similar calorie content, but 22 grams of added sugar and very little nutrition. So we would say milk is a nutrient-dense choice.
Let's talk about what happens if you have an inadequate amount of nutrients. What are the risks involved there?
The risks are of all of those nutrients, just taking vitamins and minerals, there's 13 essential vitamins, there's 16 essential minerals, and inadequate intakes of anything, the vitamins, minerals, carbohydrates, proteins, can lead to multiple. An example may be a deficiency of iron over time can make you feel weak and tired, and therefore, tying it to mental health, are you depressed or are you deficient in iron? So it's looking at nutrients as well. So there can be multiple issues with any nutrient deficiency.
I think what's really hard for parents is products come out, and I'm thinking of, for example, the energy drinks, and not just to target them, but you know, they sell that they have certain ingredients in them that are beneficial just beyond caffeine. I think that's what makes it challenging sometimes for parents, you know, to say to your kids, well, this isn't necessarily the best thing to put in your body.
And to your point, yes, I do see them fortified with B vitamins, which are important, additional vitamin C, and all of those things are important. So in a product such as an energy drink, I would look for, they're going to have them, then look for those energy drinks that do have some added nutrients in them and are at the lower spectrum of caffeine content.
Well, why do you think that it happens in the summer? Because we get knocked out of our routine, because kids are kind of coming and going? Why does it seem to happen?
That can be very true. There's a lot of, you know, when children are confined to the home, it's a little easier to control and to see what they're eating and the nutrition practices that they have. And then when they start to get out onto their own, they're seeing all kinds of other choices and how other people eat and their peers, and they can be somewhat influenced by that. You know, children may live in, you have multiple caregivers and everyone's doing something a little different. And then there certainly can be a lot of other activities, going to the pool where there's snacks available and maybe not healthy choices. So it's definitely easier for them to fall off of good eating patterns.
I want to go back to what you were talking about with mental health and nutrition. When it really comes to what kids really need, give us a sense of what a good daily eating plan is, maybe for a grade schooler or a high schooler.
Well, there's cores that dietitians are always going to fall back on, and it comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm sure you've heard of MyPlate, and there's a great website, www.myplate.gov, I believe. And parents can put in an age limit and then some additional information, and boom, it can spit out a little bit of an eating plan for them. But it gets down to whole, you know, grains, you know, things that bread, cereals, because those tend to be fortified with additional vitamins, minerals, iron. So there's a lot of good nutrition there. Fruits, vegetables, always a great idea. And milk and dairy, which or alternatives are very important for the protein and the calcium and the vitamin D. So there's not anything super special. It's just that's not very exciting, right? But if that's kind of the core, and then you go off and you have something off script that is a little bit of candy or a little bit of ice cream or whatever, fine. It's just, we just like to see somewhat of a consistent intake of those types of foods. And they're relatively easy to get in, whether it's a breakfast, a lunch, or a dinner, you know, having a couple pieces of bread, an egg, a fruit, a vegetable. They're simple things. And when you eat like that regularly, you can pretty well be assured you're getting in all of the vitamins and minerals and things that are even being studied from a vitamin mineral standpoint for mental health directly.
And going back to the ice cream, candy kind of thing, the consumption is what it is, right? I mean, an ice cream cone once in a while is okay. A carton of ice cream is not. I mean, I'm starting to get into that. You know, I eat until I feel like I'm satisfied. Is that also something that we can apply to kids?
Absolutely. Kids need a lot of calories. There's no doubt about that. And if they were to strictly eat what we would consider healthy food choices all of the time, they may not be getting in enough calories. So I agree that a normal portion size of a dessert is appropriate and acceptable. I think it's once again, just encouraging. I feel like kids should be taught more about the nutrients in that food to make it like, oh, well, this is a carrot or another high vitamin A food, squash, and this is what it really does for you. Did you know that it can help your vision, you know, prevent deficiencies with vision? Oh, this is a source that's high in iron. Did you know that it can keep, you know, your providing a good hemoglobin levels and therefore keep your energy level high? And, you know, trying to make a connection between a nutrient and the importance of the variety of nutrients that are in the food and what they really do for your body.
Carrots are great for your skin, and therefore your daughter doesn't need to go to Sephora, right?
Yeah, that'd be great. Something to consider.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, and if parents want to know more, they can be part of the Surviving Summer series. It's the Youth Mental Health series scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m. at St. Anthony's Hospital in Alton. Seating is limited, so they'll need your registration, and to register, you can call 618-474-6240. Ginger Becker, thank you so much for
thank
being
you.
With us this
Appreciate
morning.
Appreciate it.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.